May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. If nothing else I've learned from parish ministry over 30 years is the church is very good at making lots of things out of nothing. One of the things that puts this reading in a very special place is the parables that we've been following through in the previous chapter of Matthew's Gospel. In particular, the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of yeast. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. And when you plant it, it becomes the biggest of all shrubs, even so much as the birds of the air find shelter in it." Or consider yeast, how you put that into flour, and it turns out as a loaf of bread. You don't need to have a great amount of things in order for the gospel and the propagation of faith to happen. It doesn't matter how little or how much we think we're not empowered. It's those little things that will always make a difference. It could be a kind word. It could be a sympathetic hug. It could be trying to understand the person walking in their shoes. We don't need to have big and flashy crusades setting new records at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. We don't need to have a social media presence on what I believe is now called X, used to be Twitter. All we need is a small amount of faith. Now, I'm not going to make any secret of it. This parish at the moment, like most institutions across this region, is struggling with its finances. One of the things that when I came here, I pointed out, and I remember spending a lot of time with Jim and Wendy, and I kept saying that there's going to be a need in sometime in the next few years for a food centre in Gisborne. And my reasoning was this, that given the amount of high mortgages and people basically living day to day using their credit cards to survive, if there's anything happens in the community, those people are going to be extremely vulnerable. They are the ones who are going to suffer. And what happened? COVID. The aviation industry, I'd used the word in my previous sermon, crash, I'll think of another word in a moment, but it was heavily impacted. People lost their jobs. We were in lockdown, we were isolated, we were not allowed to go into the city unless we passed through the so-called Ring of Steel, through an army checkpoint. Can you actually believe in the last 5 years that is what we have had to do? And now we have to pay back the money used to keep us safe. Incomes were guaranteed, but that came at a cost. And accordingly, the upward interest rates have led to those who are mortgaged to the hilt being under even greater pressure. And we're seeing it in the food centre. We're seeing it on a daily basis. And we're seeing people who once used to work for the aviation industry doing other work, which is not paying as well. And they are struggling. And it all started with a simple idea, and Jim and Wendy saying, "Okay, lad, jump in the car, we're going for a drive." And we did. Now, I don't say that because I want to say, you know, this is something that I've achieved. But it was a small idea which is now providing the fruit, if you like, and the bread and the fish that people need. And it came from a simple idea shared, first of all, in Jim's car, secondly, with the local ministers, and then a group of other people managed to see the potential. In addition to that, we now have a community-based chaplain in Jane Williams, who is able to provide even more assistance than we were before. A small idea a few years ago from a retired school teacher who had been imprisoned in a restaurant at a creek not far from here. She wanted to go back to looking after children, so she started a child ministry, which has grown and grown and grown. But at her ripe old age of 29, give or take 60 years, it's time to hang up the teaching smock. I floated an idea because an opportunity arose during the week, and that ministry looks like it's going to be preserved. Even if Lorna ends up staying with us, we have a seed to plant and grow. Right from the word go here, I've said we must unlock our resources for the use of the growth of the kingdom. And if we cannot go past this same point where the parish has been before and enact that change and step out in faith, then we're going to be the seeds falling on rocky paths. We need to look around us and say, what have we got here? How can we do this differently? And it's not about creating money to keep people in work. It's about creating an opportunity for the wider community to experience God's love, compassion, and purpose in letting children come unto us, working with people at their transitional time into retirement, and making this a place where anyone, no matter what their ability or their journey, is always welcome. And this is at the heart of the gospel today. Having heard those stories, knowing Jesus is already pretty sad and cut up about the death of his cousin, he looked at the crowds and had compassion. I don't care if it says 5,000 men plus women and children. That's just the way the Jewish scribes kept the number. Read into it, nothing. Read into this, the 12 baskets is significant because each of those baskets represent the lost people of Israel. This is the same people striving with God who in the desert complained that they had no water. So at Meribah, God gave them water. They then complained they had no flour or bread. So God gave them bread, the hoarfrost of a morning, manna from heaven. They then got sick of bread and water as their only diet and complained again. And using the King James translation, God gave them the fowls of the air. He gave them a double lot on Friday evenings. And here we are, with Jesus reaching out to the lost, the hurt, and the vulnerable. And all he has to work with, two fish and five loaves of bread. And he takes the bread, gives thanks to God, breaks it, and shares it. I've sat through lectures. I even had Sunday school teachers, even some of the old nuns, the sisters of Little, if Any, or Mercy, tell us about how God did all this. It's not the point. The point is this. God took from our poverty and fed all those people. He started with a mustard seed and fed all those people. You are the mustard seeds of this parish. You are the yeast. Maybe with the birthday cakes later, you know, we give you, make you yeast, and you should ferment with the sugar in the cake and see what happens. We can do great things. But the question is, are you prepared to take the risk? Or are you going to be like the disciples and say, well, we can't feed them, just send them off to the villages? You imagine if I sent 5,000 people off to IGA up here at Macedon and said, go and get your food. Well, that'd be an interesting exercise, especially on weekends, because those of us who go in there on weekends know that the shelves are somewhat impoverished. We can do much, we can achieve much, and we need that small light of faith. This story continues next week because the disciples don't get it. They fail to understand the parables. They fail to see what Jesus has done. And one of them, I believe, if I have a sneak peek, fails water skiing. We can do things. We must do things. This is what the parish is here for. And it's tough at times. I will admit to being very tired, trying and trying. But those little moments, like an opportunity which came in out of the blue, made a difference to me. There was another phone call yesterday, and it's certainly, I can see the potential of what that might develop into. At the same time, there are people close to me who have died this last week. Many of you know the Reverend Judith Lake, who used to be at Kyneton at one stage and was my curate at Pascoe and Richmond. Her mother, Margaret, died at the age of 90 on Wednesday. Lorraine, who we've been praying for, and for Ross and Catherine, have also said their goodbyes to her. And to add to it, the next day, Ross's grandmother, Beryl, died. All three were beautiful women. And so with heavy heart, I tried to see where God is that mustard seed for me. I see here with David and a few others in the parish, knowing that Long Tan Day is coming up. There's going to be all sorts of memories in the community. How do we reach out to those who are still hurting? Yes, the cost of living is going up. Yes, we are in a situation in the parish which is not good financially. But where is your faith? I can't tell you where your faith is. But I can guarantee you there's going to be several moments during this coming week when there's going to be a spark, a moment, fleeting, as small as a mustard seed or as tiny as a single living organism called yeast. What can you do with it? Tonight at the Sunday Arvo at 4, we're going to be looking at loaves and fishes. My favourite image so far, I've got two favourite images for tonight to share with them. First one is a McDonald's fillet burger. There you go, it's bread and it's fish. I don't think Jesus called Maccas. Maybe he did, I don't know. Doesn't matter, no. The other one is just something which is silly. It's three fish fingers in a bowl of custard. If you're a Doctor Who fan, you know the reference immediately. Fish fingers and custard, which has now taken off to be a delicacy. So Marilyn, I'll provide the custard if you're providing the fish fingers. I'll bring the custard. Let's see where it goes. Just remember, the good thing about having children and young people around is that at the end of the day, we can hand them back. So, look out for those little sparks and moments this week. Look out for yourself and ask yourself as you look around, how do we become a growing, faithful community with the ability to feed 5,000 men, let alone their wives and their children? The Lord be with you.